This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and I'm happy to be here today with Vanessa.
Hello!
And today we are going to be talking about how to be self-compassionate and
kind to ourselves. Yes. And just giving yourself a break. Treating yourself as your own best friend.
Yay, but before we get into all that juiciness, I want to say a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't worry if you missed the contact details for Progress to Health. I do play the ad again at the end of each show. So stick around and grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to get the contact details for Progress to Health if it sounds like something that would be good for you or someone you know. Now, welcome again, Vanessa. It's
Thank
so
you.
Good to have you here today. And just this morning, we were like, oh, you know, it's cold and, you know, life is just getting really, really hard.
It's just like, this week is already so long and it's only Thursday.
Well, it's only, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're like, okay, that's a good topic for us to talk on the show today.
Yeah.
So, like how do we make space and time and put energy into looking at ourselves when life is getting hard?
Yeah, and I always find that, I don't know about you, Heiser, but I always find the thing I have to start with is that I deserve self-compassion. I deserve to be treated nicely. I deserve to be kind to myself, because that's so often the stop for me, is that I end up feeling like, no, I need to hurry up. I need to keep going. It's like, do these.
Yes.
It's like I can get something nice for myself when I've been nice to someone else or achieved something. So it's all based around, like, you know, giving or productivity and stuff. It's like, actually, no. Compassion and kindness, like, we deserve those 24/7. And I always find that's the thing that's the hardest to get into that mode.
And it's like that, I know it's really, really cheesy, but that whole idea of, you know, you got to put your oxygen mask on yourself first.
Yes.
But for a lot of us that are like empathetic and carers, we tend to put ourselves last. Mm-hmm. We're really good at giving advice and helping the people around us.
And I was going to say, in that kind of oxygen mask, we're like, yeah, but I can hold my breath for like at least a minute and a half before it has to be an issue. I can make sure everyone else is okay first. It's like, no, you're going to help more people if you're not struggling for oxygen.
Exactly. And probably because a lot of us have been through a lot and we know we can you know, take a lot. But we shouldn't be, you know, making our lives harder if we don't have to.
Exactly. And it's that thing of like, yes, we know we can keep going on an empty fuel tank and like two broken tires. Actually, we don't have to. Like, you can actually take that moment to do whatever the mental, emotional, or kind of spiritual, cultural kind of self-care is that's like, you know, pumping up your tires in your car or checking the water and oil, like whatever it is that you find is like a good analogy for yourself. I find having to look after the car, because I have a work car, so that's really good for me. It's like actually treating myself with some compassion is actually like checking the tires, right? Like I would not do one of my drives to New Plymouth for work without checking the tires. So why would I not just stop and check in on myself? It's like, oh yeah, okay.
Are you well rested? You know, are you warm enough? Do you have enough snacks for your trip?
Yeah. My thing is like the thing I really loved when I came into the studio today, Heisa, is that you don't have the main light on, right? So I walked in and going, oh, did you need me to turn the light on? You're like, no, too much bright light. And I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, you know what? I don't have to read anything. We're just having a corridor. Like actually just talking and having ambient light that feels nice. Like, oh, actually, do I do that at home? Do I ever just... I come home sometimes, my mum's lit candles and stuff, and yeah. I'm like, oh, this is just so lovely. But do I do it for myself? No. It's like finding the way to like, you know, what little things can I do? It's like, you know, I might pump up my tires or put more fuel in my car or like give it a wipe down or take it through the car wash. But what do I do for myself to like look after those things?
Yes. What are the things like, you know, there is a cup of tea that, you know, that's special. Yes. I don't know. For me, it's peppermint. I love a good cup of peppermint tea. It's just like really like comforting and warming and stuff. I know I have to start my day with a nice cup of coffee though.
Yeah. The day doesn't go if there's no coffee, right?
Yeah.
For a lot of people, I don't do coffee myself, but so many people. And if you have a good cup of coffee,
yes,
right, like that makes all the difference.
Yeah. Or this morning I was on the online meeting and I had this really bright old blanket coat. And Vanessa asked me, oh, you're wearing something different from what you're wearing this morning in the meeting. And I was like, yeah, but that's my home blanket coat, you know, because it was so cold.
it's like it was cold this morning. And like, I was like, was that an old blanket? Because it has like the oranges and yellows and it looks like one of those Czech kind of tartan-y kind of blankets, like wool blankets. If you're a Kiwi from a certain age, you'll totally recognise what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, that looks so warm and snuggly.
100%. But what are the other things that you would think that, you know, if you're needing that lift up, what other things would you do, Vanessa?
So for me, sometimes it's just the words I say to myself in my head. So definitely like a cup of tea and stuff like that. Like I am very much have a cup of tea and a piece of Marmite toast is my self-soothing, make me happy. But sometimes it's the things in my head, like it's like the step before is where the real self-compassion and kindness comes in. So it's like, hey, take a breath. It's okay. Mm. You're getting there. One of the things I've been doing recently is I've started using an app called Finch. And it's a self-care app. And I've added a whole bunch of change your shoulds to I could or I might like to. Yeah. And I was like, that's can be like removing the shoulds and musts from my head or just acknowledging that I'm shoulding and musting myself. Like, because sometimes I can't change it, but acknowledging that's what's happening. So it kind of alleviates, like I'm kind of doing this whole, we don't have a video, we're on radio, but it's like I'm uplifting my body, like sitting up straight and straightening my shoulders. And it's like, that's what it feels like. It's like that. It's like having your friend say, you can do it. It's okay. It's hard right now. What's one little thing? And giving you a hug. It's like kind of what's that emotional hug I can give myself?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's really good. And speaking of Finch, which is a really well-known self-help type app, we are going to be talking about apps and websites and all the technology that we find helpful
for
mental health.
I can't wait because there's a couple. Actually, talking about that reminded me with actually being kind to myself and having compassion, I haven't been using Goblin Tools, which was one of the apps I'm going to talk about next week. And I think you might have introduced me to it, Hazel.
Yes.
But that's actually one of the ones that can be really good, because sometimes I beat myself up. I'm not kind to myself around the fact that if there's a thing that I need to do and that I just, like, I get stuck. Like, I don't even know where to start, or it's overwhelming, or I'm just like, ugh. Like, you know, executive dysfunction.
It can be so hard.
Yeah. And so actually I forgot about using Goblin Tools. Like, that's a great way to start. So we'll talk about that next week. But yeah. But it's like the finding. So I think for me, it's the finding the thing that will make a difference right now. And like, will remind me that I'm worthy of kindness. It's like, in compassion.
And doing nice things for yourself.
Yes.
So for me, as I talked before on the show, I'm a very creative person. And I love my sewing and upcycling. I go to sewing class every Monday night at Fraser School.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my me time. I
yes.
know that even if I'm incredibly tired,
yes.
I will get there and I'll be lifted by
yep.
the experience
yep.
of being with like-minded people and sharing the experience
yeah.
that we share in,
yep.
in that space. Or I will, like yesterday, I've been to Auckland and I was wearing almost everything that I made. And,
fantastic.
And it's like all bright greens, and people on the street were giving me compliments and asking
yep.
where I got those outfits from.
Like,
so that
they
it's,
made them.
Yeah, I made them and it makes me happy. And
yeah.
That it's looking after myself.
Mm.
But sometimes, you know, sewing takes a long time and
mm-hmm.
can be a long process. So I will do little things that is still creative to me. So, you know, take photos of, you know, pretty things or things that catches my attention. Or if I go to the beach or to
mm-hmm.
a park, I always collect shells and rocks and
yep.
you know, those
yep.
little treasures, you
yep.
know, and I just love looking at them and I'm just imagining, you know,
that's
different
so cool.
things.
Have you ever heard of pebbling?
No.
Okay, so pebbling is a way that some people show. So pebbling is a thing that they find, that people, they've seen in, I think it's penguins. So it's literally one penguin will find a cool little pebble and give it to another penguin to say, hey, I like you, here's this cool pebble. And what they've found is quite a few neurodivergent people will do that. It's like, here is this cool little thing that I like that I thought you should have. And so it could be like an actual physical thing, or it could be a meme, or it could be whatever. But it's like you're pebbling for yourself. Like,
yes.
that's so cool. Literally with pebbles. Like, that made me really happy.
I collect rocks that are kind of like heart-shaped. And my favorite rock, one day I was on the beach and it was just this gray rock. And the rock dropped from my hand and it split in two. And inside the rock, it had a heart shape from different colors.
That's amazing.
And it still sits on my bedside
yeah, yeah.
table.
The universe wanted you to have that. Made your hands
yeah.
like slippery, so you dropped it.
Just nature is just so amazing. I don't tend to give people my pebbles because
I don't know
if people will think it's weird.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes take photos, and I started this Found in Nature series, which is all photos of little things I found
yeah.
that
yeah.
inspired me. So that for me is looking after myself. It makes me happy.
Yeah, definitely.
And also the fact that I'm from Brazil, and I was just talking to a Brazilian friend, and it's been a long, long time since I've been home. So connecting to my culture can be
yes.
quite important. You know, in the show last week, you must have heard that someone here in the radio
yeah.
greeted me in Portuguese, and it took me three goes at asking to please repeat yourself to understand that
it
was Portuguese and taking
yeah.
it in. So I try and cook at least one meal a week that is
mm.
Brazilian.
Mm-hmm.
But just on Saturday night, I went to Maid, and there is a Brazilian place there, and they were celebrating a year, and there was this all-you-can-eat event.
Oh,
so
yum.
We basically ate food from Brazil for 3 hours nonstop, and that was amazing until I was really sad and in a food coma and couldn't eat anymore.
It's like you kind of had to be carried home. Yeah.
But, you know, like usually I wouldn't eat that as a meal because it's kind of like more like junk food and a snack. But, you know, once in a while, it's just like, you know, don't think about all those things, you know.
Yeah.
Just go with the flow and really enjoy it. And
yeah.
That was really good.
And it's like, because I so have, like I've talked about, like, you know, it's so much of it starts in my head with me, like I have talked to myself, because I can't do any physical actions until I get that over that.
Mm.
But yeah, just making myself a cup of tea and curling up on the couch or my bed, like honestly, especially this time of year, wrapping up, I've got this mink blanket, this beautiful emerald colour, like it's a stunning, vibrant green, and it's soft and it's fluffy and it's so good. And I just wrap myself up like a little burrito with one arm out so I can drink my cup of tea, because the worst thing is to wrap yourself up in a blanket and then realise you can't reach your cup of tea. And it's like, actually, cup of tea through a straw is not the same. And then it's like, you know, have a cup of tea. And as I said before, Marmite on toast, it's like, or a Marmite sandwich on fresh, soft white bread. It's just, there's something about it. Like, obviously, there's that thing of when you have food and drink, a certain amount of endorphins get released. So you actually have some of those happy hormones go on. But also, there's something about that food that you really like. And there's, you know, it's just really good. And this time of year, being warm but not over warm is such an important thing. So summer, because I'm a very large size and I am pretty much built for the Arctic, so I need to be by fans or aircon or anything like that. And also I'm going through perimenopause, so I have those moments where I'm like super, super hot. So it's those things of like normally in summer, it's like, but now it's just starting to get cold enough that I'm like, actually, why don't I have a jumper? And then why, it's like, you know, can I get my fluffy slippers out? And it's those things. So sometimes it's like the kindness is actually I get home from work, I'm allowed to have a warm shower and then or hot shower and get changed in my pajamas, my slippers, and bundle up on the couch. And actually all I'm achieving is drinking copious amounts of cups of tea and, yeah.
Looking after yourself, you know. And that's great. Like, I know that before I go to bed, I do Wordle.
Yep, I do mine when I wake up.
Just before my phone goes black and white, which is like my signal to go home. And But I used to be obsessed that I had to complete Wordle before I would go to bed. And some nights are incredibly hard. And it was stressing me out. So now I just go like, you know what? If it's too hard, who cares? I will just close it and I'm not going to look at my stats. Because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, I feel good as well by looking after the people that I love. We are carers naturally. And over the weekend, I went to visit a friend who just had a baby. And I just thought, you know, because I've never had a baby, I don't really know how to give advice and talk about baby stuff. But I knew that I could maybe bring her some homemade foods and, some nice sourdough bread and peanut butter and stuff that could be ready for whenever she needs it. And that just made me feel like I could be helpful and also made me feel good about myself.
Yeah, and it's also that connection, isn't it? Because, like, you know, because I imagine that would have been really, because I have to say, I haven't had children myself, but I've been around a lot of my friends when they have, especially newborns, there is nothing in their life except the newborn, right? So any time you turn up with food or you offer to go over and do nothing, like just do some dishes or vacuum the floor, anything, like it so makes such a difference. And there's that joy that comes from, you can see you made a difference for someone. So
And that's the thing. I think observing the newborn baby and the new parents, like you said, Vanessa, all they could do was look after the baby, and was a beautiful reminder to be present. You know, like, you know, you can turn off, you know, everything around you and just look after yourself, be your own baby.
Yes, that's so true. Because, actually, that's quite nice because it's like, be your own child. It's like, because I always talk about it, it's like, how would you treat your best friend? But actually still, that's generally an adult. So there's like an inherent level of like kindness and love and care. But actually, if you treat about it, it's like, you know, you are your own baby or your own child. It's like, actually, they're beholden to you for everything. You know, if you're talking about it, especially a newborn baby, like they don't do anything without you. So it's like, actually, what is the really gentle, kind, loving things that you could do?
And it may be that, you know, that favorite book that you know, you have already read it, but, you know, it always makes you feel good reading it. or a movie, a favorite movie.
Oh, yes. TV program.
Or TV program. And, you know, you can make the time to do those things. You know, you don't need to constantly be hustling. And
and it's not a waste of time to reread that book or watch that movie again. It's like that comfort read, that comfort movie. It's the thing of, like, you know, we may, things may not be like absolutely dreadful. You may not be physically sick or, like, you know, emotionally breaking down, but you're in that wearing out stage. Or even if you're just, you're like, oh, this is a really great thing to think about, everything's going trucking along great, but actually, what are the things that we can do to look after ourselves? Like, because kindness and compassion, like, before we get to the point of desperately needing them, can make the biggest difference.
And yeah, like, and speaking of which, we know, like, we've been dealing with some really hard times, you know, with governmental changes and policies and all that.
Cost of living.
Yeah, exactly. So sometimes, you know, turning it off, you know, not going on social media or TV because it is, life is already hard. You don't need to make things any harder. Social media and the TV can be full of
news.
Yeah, in use in general can be quite anxiety
provoking.
So sometimes just telling yourself, I'm not gonna watch the news or read the news for a number of days, you know, because I'm just dealing with keeping myself alive.
And I know I've talked about this on the Fighting Stigma show before. I don't watch or read the news anymore. I get it from people talking about stuff, and then I go looking for that specific topic that things have come up.
100%.
Because and it has made the biggest difference. Like, that is the most constant self-care, self-compassion, kindness thing I can do, because literally the level of depression and anxiety I was going through on a regular a daily basis because of what was happening in the world. So it was quite hard for me. So I know that makes a really big difference. So you might find it different. Like, you might be like, actually, if I don't check the news or I don't see the headlines, I'm just constantly thinking about what is happening. And so that's completely fine. Like, we don't have to be the same. It's finding what works for you. What's the uplift for you? What's the kind for you?
Okay. But yes, sometimes we need to talk to someone about stuff that is hard. So I'm going to play a series of support lines. So grab a pen and paper and take some of those down. So if you need them, you can have them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're there if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to. They're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
All right, so if you need those details again, we'll play the ad at the end of all of our Fighting Stigma shows.
Yep, so the series of support lines at the end of every show, yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully talking about self-compassion and giving yourself permission to take care of yourself has been helpful. Yeah. And I really appreciate having you here in the studio again, Vanessa. It's always great talking to you.
Yeah, and it's really great. I really like doing shows with you, Hayes, so it's really great. As everyone can hear, we just sort of start chatting and it's really nice. And it is definitely a form of self-compassion and kindness to spend some time with you.
But it's been really, really lovely spending time with you, and we do appreciate your time and listening to our radio show. And from us, take care and see you next week on Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM 89.0.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.